This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Agon Erev Yom Tov. Erev Pesach is a very special time. It's a time when the Koyach HaTumah is very weak. In fact, the Mefarshim on the letter of Shamshon of Ashtapoli say that when Mordechai tells Esther, "Hacharish tacharishi ba'is hazois," why was it so important for Esther to go now? Because on Erev Pesach, this was Erev Pesach, the Medrash says it was a time of Bedikas Chametz, the Koyach HaTumah is very, very weak. And we know Chametz is a mashal to the Yetzirah. We spoke about it, Shabbos Haggadah. And the Gemara Masechem says, Ein Bior Chametz Ela Sreifa, the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda's, the way to destroy the Yetzirah, the way to destroy Chametz, is Sreifa, fire, referring to Torah. So, hopefully we did a physical Bedika, and also Limud HaTorah is also a form of Bedika, is a Bior Chametz. Ein Bior Chametz Ela Sreifa. Okay, so we're learning the Gemara on Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. We're going to try to move through this, and maybe we'll say something V'ion on Daf Lamed. The Gemara previously had a question that how could anybody say that if you eat truma, if a zar eats truma, then the chi of misa patters you from the tashlumen, but the payment you incurred when you chewed it, when it was put in your mouth, and you weren't chayv misa until you swallowed it. So Gemara comes up with various interpretations. For example, let's say they stuck it in your mouth, but it's very hard to eject. Only ayideh hadchak, so it's happening simultaneously. Or let's say it's talking about a liquid, or it's talking about where at the time you're eating your own truma, and the chi of misa is for the truma, and the chi of mamain is for a totally unrelated act of tearing the cloth of your friend. We're up to lamed aleph amen aleph gufa. Gufa amar of Chizda. Moider of Nechunya ben Akana begoin of chelvay shel chaveray v'ochlay. Nechunya ben Akana is moider if you steal the chelav of your friend and you eat it. Shehu chayev, that you're chayev. Even though Reb Nechunya ben Akana holds kareis patters you from tashlumin, nevertheless, Reb Nechunya ben Akana holds that if you steal chelav, you're chayev. What's the reason? Shekvar neschayev b'geneva koidem sheyavu lidei isra chelav. You already were chayev in stealing before you came to an isra of chelav. When you picked it up, you're chayev for geneva, and the isra of chelav did not happen until you ate it. Says Gemara, wait a second. Lema pliga de Rabbi Abin. Shall we say this argues on Rabbi Abin, dam Rabbi Abin? Because Rabbi Abin said, hazoyrek chetz mitchilas arba l'soif arba. One who throws an arrow from the beginning of four amos to the end of four amos, v'kara shiran b'halichasai, and it tears silk while it's going, pater. You're pater from paying. So now, even though you're not chayiv misa until the arrow rests, until the hanacha. So that, and when are you chayiv for the mamoin? When the arrow hits the clothing. Nevertheless, we say that the akira of the arrow was needed. Sha'akira tzorech hanachahi. The uprooting of the arrow, in order to be chayiv on Shabbos for carrying, you need an akira, you need it to go for amos, and you need a hanacha. So, since the uprooting of the arrow is needed for it to be placed down, right? It cannot be, you can't have carrying without not only a hanacha, but you need an akira. So the Melechet Shabbos began from the time the arrow was shot. So, which means that at the time that it tore the clothing of your friend, at that very moment you were incurring a chia for Shabbos. So the Malacha Rashi says started from the Akira. So here too by the Chelev, it's true the chia for the stealing as soon as you picked it up, but you're not chia for the Hana until you eat it, but you need to pick it up in order to eat it. So here too, the lifting up is needed for the eating. So since the lifting up is needed for the eating, so shouldn't we say the eating began already at the time that you lifted up? Okay, good. Okay, very good. Good. So you're saying that in order to eat it, technically speaking, you did it, you could sort of disconnect the lifting up of the chelev to the eating of it. Either, let's say you lifted it up to steal, then you put it down and you ate it 10 minutes later. Or let's say you didn't lift it up at all, you just bent over and you ate it. So the Gemara is going to give these type of answers. Good. Good. Says Gemara, Hachi Hashta, Hasam over there, E Efshar Lahanacha B'loi Akira. It's not possible to put down an arrow unless you shot it. So therefore, the Hanacha, the Akira is part of the Hanacha because you can't have a Hanacha without an Akira. Hacha, but over here, Efshar La'achila B'loi Hagba, it is possible to eat it without lifting it up. Why? You could have bent over and eating it and ate it. You could have bent over and ate it. So therefore, by the arrow, the shooting of the arrow is part of the arrow being put down because you can't put it down if you didn't shoot it. But by eating, the lifting up is not part of the eating because you didn't need to lift it up to eat it. Or inami, or hasam. A different reason why by chelev lifting it up is part of the, or by the arrow shooting it is part of the putting it down, as opposed to by eating where lifting up is not part of eating. Inami hasam yibay lahadura l'matzi mahadila, by shooting an arrow, you can't say, you know, I really shouldn't have done that. I take back my shooting of the arrow. No, it's fait accompli. It's a done deal. Once you shoot it, you can't retrace it. You can't retract. So therefore, part of its resting was the fact that it was shot, because once you shoot it, it's irreversible. Hacha, but by eating the chelev, the lifting up is not part of eating it, because it was reversible. You could decide not to eat it. Hacha, over here, matzi mahadela. So basically, we have two distinctions between stealing chelev, where we say you're chayiv for the stealing, even though you're also chayiv misa, and zoyreg chetz. Either zoyreg chetz, you can't have akira without, you can't have hanach without akira, but you could have eating without picking it up if you bend over. Or by zoyreg chetz, you can retrace, you can't retract it. By chelev, you could retract it. What's the difference between these different lashainais? Says Gemara Ikabeinaya, the difference is Hama'avir Sakin Bershus Harabim. The difference is if, let's say, instead of shooting an arrow, you're walking with a knife, you're passing through the shusram with a knife, Vikara Shiran Malichas, and you tore silk as you're going. So in this case, you didn't shoot the arrow, you're walking with the knife. So it, on the one hand, you can't put it down if you didn't pick it up to begin with, but on the other hand, it's reversible. Lahach lishna da amrit, according to the first distinction where we said Eef Shalahanach Blaakira, it's impossible to put it down if you didn't pick it up. Hachanami here too, Eef Shalahanach Blaakira, it's impossible to put it down if you didn't pick it up. But lahach lishna, but according to the lashon, the amrit, laimatzi mahadirla, where you couldn't retract it, hachamatzi mahadirla. And then in that case, since you could retract it, you would be chayiv. Gufa, we said above. Amar Rabbi Abin. Rabbi Abin said, "Hazoyreg chetz mitchilas arv l'sevar v'kashem alichasai." If you shoot an arrow from the beginning of four amos to the end, and you tore silk while it was going, Pater, you're exempt. Sha'akira tzarech hanachahi. Because uprooting is needed for placing. Okay? So if the original act was needed for the final act, so we say that the malacha Shabbos already started and it's going to exempt you from monetary payment. Masav Rabbi Barabai asked, Hagoinev kispa Shabbos, one who steals a wallet on Shabbos, Chayiv, you're Chayiv, why? Shekvar neschayiv b'geneva kodim shavodei isra skila. You're already Chayiv in Geneva before you incurred skila. So you picked up the wallet, you're Chayiv, you stole it. You walk with it, so you're Mechalo Shabbos. Rashi says, you're Chayiv in Tashlum even though the person is killed. And because you're already in the Schayiv B'Gneva, because Hagbah is Kana B'chal Makayim, and it's in Yerushus, to Chayiv in Oitzim. Hayim Megar V'Yoitzim, Megar V'Yoitzim. If you were dragging it, so you didn't lift it up Rishus Bailam. Now, Meshicha is not Koine in the Rishus of the Bailam. Meshicha is not Koine in the Rishus of the Bailam. The Samar Rebbe says in Yiddid Nefesh, he says, "Meshoich avdecha el ritzaynecha." Pull us. You can't do Meshicha in the Rishus of the Bailim. Well, Yarutz avdecha, we will jump. And if we jump, you're koine us with Hagbah, and Hagbah is koine b'chol makayim. That's just a cute way to remember. Meshicha is not koine b'rishus Bailim. Hagbah is. So if you did Meshicha, so then, your putter, because the Geneva did not happen yet. Shahrei Isser Shabbos u'Geneva ban ke'achad. The Isser of Shabbos and stealing came simultaneously. However, if you steal a kiss, if you lift it up, then you're chayev, because you were neschayev b'Geneva before you came to an Isser Shabbos. I va'amai. Hachanami lema hagbat sarach haitzahi. Why don't we say lifting up is needed for carrying? Now again, according to the logic that it's only when it's irreversible, that would obviously not apply here. Right, so but according to the reason that it has to be irreversible, this, so then when you pick it up to steal it and then you carry it out, when you picked it up it wasn't irreversible. You could decide not to carry it. But according to the reason that you can't have an hanacha without an akira, so here too the lifting up was needed for the hanacha. So why are you chayiv in the Geneva? But the Geneva was the beginning of the Melechas Shabbos, right? V'amai hachanami lema hagbat tzar chaitza. Say, lifting up was needed to carry it. He says, Gemara hachamai eskinon. This is what Rabasi said before. Kagon shehigbioi amanas lahatziyai. You lifted it up to hide it, to put it away, not to carry. So you chayiv v'nim lachalav, and you change your mind, v'hoitziyai, and you carried it out. So it's true, normally you can't carry out without lifting it up. But the plan was that this lifting should not be part of the carrying out. You were just going to put it away. Says the Gemara, V'chi ha'gavna mi mechayiv? In such a case, are you chayiv? Meaning in this case, are you chayiv for Shabbos? Because the original Akira was Shaloi b'maskavein. You didn't have in mind that this akira should result in a hanacha. So it wasn't an akira for malacha. Chihagam mimechayv, Amar of Simain, Amar of Ami, Amar of Yochanan, Hamefane chafitz mizavis lazavis, one who clears out articles from one corner to another. You're just moving stuff from one corner to another, like Pesach cleaning. What's Pesach cleaning? You have a big mess. So you take the mess and you put it in a different corner. Oh, look, my first corner is clean. We'll ignore that it's in just in the next corner. But you clear out articles from one corner to another, v'nimlach aleihem, and you changed your mind, v'hoitzion, and you took them out, pater your pater, shaloi hoisa akira misha rishayna lakach, because you originally did not uproot it from the beginning for this purpose. So here too also, you lifted it up to put it away, and then it turned out you carried it. So why are you chai for Shabbos? Says the Gemara, don't say you lifted it up to put it away. You really lifted it up to carry it out. If that's the case, then lifting is a tzar chaitza. So hachamayaskinon kisha amad. You know what we're talking about? Where you stood still. So you lifted up to carry out, but then you stopped. So the akira ended in hanacha, but not in hanacha that you're chayivin, and then you did not akira again. So Gemara says, amad lamai, why did you stop? Ila kasev orchehu, if you stop to shoulder it better, that's not considered a hanacha. It's not. That's just typical. Ela ba'oimei lafosh. We're talking about where you stopped to rest. So now, you're chayiv. Why you chayiv? Because you stopped to rest. And therefore the stealing took place, and the Melecha Shabbos did not happen until after. That's why Hagoinev Kisvah Shabbos Chayev Shikvarnes Chayev Begneva Kodim Shavadei Isser Skila. And then the Mishnah says, but if you were dragging it, then you're putter. So Gemara is going to ask, why do we have to go to a case of dragging it? Just say, but if you, this is talking about but Oimed Lafush, but if it was Oimed Lekasev, then you're also putter. Says Gemara, but Lekasev my putter. Adetani Hoy Megarvi Yotzi Megarvi Yotzi putter. Instead of saying that if you're dragging it, you're putter. Then why don't you, we'll do this more next time, but niflag v'nissim b'dida, differentiate within lifting. B'amed v'amurim b'amid lafash. When are you chayiv? That's if you stop to take a breather. So the genever happened earlier, avala kasif, but the shoulder putter. Okay, so we'll hold it over here. This is lamin alf amin alef. If you could give me 4 minutes, I want to tell you something on daf lamed. Just something so we could be yoytze doing some inyan on daf lamed.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.